听力课堂，听 class.com。
Step by step 2000. Book 1. Unit 4. Colorful lands, colorful people. 1. Part 1. Warming up. A.Keywords. Est.
Vocabulary. Peninsula. Altitude. Trench. Greenland. The Sahara Desert. The Caspian Sea.Lake Superior. Mount Kormalangma. Mount Everest. Baikal. Mariana Trench. The Nile.
Here are some statements of some superlative world geographical statistics.Listen carefully and complete the following chart. Pay special attention to the numbers.
The biggest continent in the world is Asia. It covers 16,998,000 square miles.
The Pacific Ocean is the largest ocean,with 64,186,300 square miles.
Which is the biggest island? It's Greenland. It occupies an area of 840,000 square miles.
The Arabia Peninsula is the largest peninsula and has an area of 1 million square miles.
Do you know which is the largest desert? Yes, it's the Sahara Desert in North Africa. It covers 3,320,000 square miles.
The biggest saltwater lake is the Caspian Sea, which is 143,244 square miles large.
Lake Superior is the biggest freshwater lake, and it covers a total area of 32,483 square miles.
The smallest continent is Oceania, with an area of 2,966,000 square miles, and the smallest ocean is the Arctic Ocean, with 5,105,700 square miles.
You all know the world's highest peak, don't you? Mount Chomolungma, or Mount Everest, is 29,028 feet above sea level. In contrast, the lowest altitude in the world is the Dead Sea, 1,312 feet below sea level. Or you can say, negative 1,312 feet.
The deepest lake is Baikal in Russia. The depth is 5,315 feet.
Mariana Trench, near the Philippines, is the deepest oceanic trench, with a depth of 36,198 feet.
The longest river in the world is the Nile in Africa. It's 4,145 miles long. B.
Keywords. Earth. Water. Land area.
Vocabulary. Bear. Gulf. Bay. Isthmus. Plateau. Canyon. Plain.
You are going to hear a passage about the blue planet, Earth. While listening, fill in the blanks with the missing words and get familiar with the different features of the land.
Seen from space, our Earth, with water covering 70% of its surface, appears as the beautiful blue planet. The bare land areas appear red or brown. Dark green shows where there is plant cover, and the white means snow. Besides the seven major land areas, called continents, there are thousands of islands. Some of these are arranged in groups, and some stand alone in the great oceans. Arms of land which reach out into the water are called peninsulas. Seas, gulfs, and bays are arms of the ocean which lie between islands and peninsulas. A narrow piece of land connecting two larger land areas is an isthmus. A narrow stretch of water between two land areas is called a strait or a channel. Water is constantly in motion on the earth. Rainwater runs off the mountains into valleys. It collects in lakes and rivers, which carry it back to the seas. From the high altitudes of mountain passes and plateaus to the canyons and low-lying plains, the features of the land are wonderful to see.
Part 2. In Brazil and France. A. Key words. Amusing. Confuse. Understand. French. Canoe.
Vocabulary. Squid. Deposit.
Now listen to two short stories. In each of the stories, there is one person who makes a fool of himself. Listen carefully and try to fill in the words in the charts below.
Well, I had quite an amusing time in Greece on one holiday because I confused the words for good morning, which is calimera, and squid, which is calamari. So for several days I was going around smiling broadly at people, saying squid to them, and I couldn't understand why they looked at me as if I was totally crazy, until someone pointed out.
I was in France on holiday, staying in a friend's cottage, and one day we decided to go for a trip on the river. So we went along to a place on the river where you could hire canoes. And a friend who prided himself on being rather good at speaking French went in to hire the canoes. We decided we needed three. So he asked for trois canards, which he thought was the French for three canoes. We got our canoes, and we spent the afternoon on the river. We came back. And Stephen went in to return the canoes and collect the deposit he'd paid on them. And as he walked in the door, they said, "Ah, hello, Mr. Trois Canards."
B. Key words. Trip. Brazil. Street vendors. Unusual things. Fortune teller. Eating. France. Performer. Portrait.
Vocabulary. Vendor. Fortune teller. specialty?
B1. In this part, you're going to hear two people talking about Brazil and France. While listening, pay special attention to the interesting things they can see or do on the streets in both countries. Then complete the chart by filling in the missing information.
Hi, Kathy. Welcome back. How was your trip to Brazil?
Oh, I loved every minute of it. Brazil is so different from any place I've ever been to, and there's so much to see there.
Yeah? Well, how's it different?
Well, you can find all sorts of street vendors in the cities. I went to some street markets where they sold really unusual things, like special powders that attract men, or objects to cure snake bites.
Wow.
And in one city I went to, I got my fortune told on the street.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. The fortune tellers use shells to tell your fortune. They throw the shells on a cloth, and the way they land tells about your future.
Huh. I've never heard of that before.
But my favorite street activity was eating. In Bahia, you can buy these round cakes made of bean flour and filled with hot spices. They're fried and they're delicious.
Mm.
They're a specialty there.
Well, that sounds great. You know, I remember that when I went to France 2 years ago, I saw some pretty unusual things on the city streets, too.
Really? Like what?
Well, in Paris, you could watch all kinds of street performers. There were folk singers with guitars, classical musicians.
Oh, wow.
Sometimes you could even see actors performing in plays.
That sounds like a lot of fun.
Oh, it is. You really see all sorts of things on the streets of Paris. In fact, you can even have your portrait painted right on the street.
Wow.
Yeah, the art students do them to practice drawing and painting.
Did you have your portrait done there?
Yeah, I did. In fact, I had it done twice.
B2. Now listen to the dialogue again and answer the following questions with key words.
Part 3.
Life here and there. Key words. Busy. Summer. Winter. Mountainous. Crowded.
Vocabulary. Humid. Compact. Osaka.
A. John is British but has worked in Japan. Etsuko is Japanese from Osaka, but she's studying in Britain. In the following passage you're going to hear, they are comparing life as they see it in the two countries. But before listening to it, think of the two countries and try to answer the following pre-listening questions.
I found that living in Japan, people were busier. They seemed to work the whole day.
Yes, that's right. We work from Monday through Saturday, even in summer. You know, summer in Japan is just horrible. It's very, very humid and hot. You need to take showers 3 times a day.
So you find it cooler in England?
Yes, that's right.
Where I was living in Japan, in the north, it was much colder than England, especially in winter, -30°C. Does the winter in Osaka last longer than the winter in England?
No, I don't think so. December, January, February, March.
Yes, it's a little bit shorter, if anything.
Ever since I came here, I noticed that the countryside here in England is really beautiful.
It's much flatter than in Japan.
Yes, Japan is mountainous country, and our cities are full of people. There are lots of people in a limited flat area.
Yes, I found Japan much more mountainous than Britain, especially in the north. The mountains are much higher and much more rocky. I found it more beautiful than Britain, I think.
Yes, if you like mountains.
And so, therefore, the towns and villages tend to be more crowded.
Yes, that's right.
Yes, so because the cities are more crowded, the houses tend to be smaller, don't they?
Yes, they are very compact, and we don't have a lot of space. In big cities, you have a lot of taller buildings now.
Is this a problem because there are more earthquakes in Japan?
Yes, that's right, and there...
B. Now listen to the passage and make notes about the features they mention and the comparisons they make between the two countries. Then fill in the gaps in the chart below with key words. Part 4. Short talks on listening skills. Listen to the short talk entitled, Be Careful with Numbers. Some important words are taken away from the written passage. Supply the missing words.
Be careful with numbers. Quick and accurate response to numbers is very important in daily communication. Telephone numbers, addresses, prices, temperatures, time and dates are all closely linked with the use of numbers. Besides, numbers also play a very important part in broadcast programs, such as scientific stories, statistics update, and reports about ongoing events of various kinds.
Although identification of numbers in print is usually easy, number identification through listening proves to be a big problem for many people. In actual listening, we are often required to get the numbers immediately after we hear them. And failure to get a correct number, sometimes a mere mistake in digit, can seriously affect the understanding of the whole story and therefore cause severe losses. The differences between million and billion, teens and tees, are so great that no one can simply afford to ignore them.
Numbers are sometimes read in different ways. For example, 17.5 million or 17,500,000 can also be read as 17.5 million. Intensive training in numbers can help us get familiar with these different, yet still regular, ways of number presentations.
For easy reading and writing, numbers of more than four digits are often separated by commas into groups of three digits each. For example, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 is 1,234,567. Saying numbers over to yourselves after you hear them can increase our sensitivity to numbers. Numbers are all around us. Let us practice with numbers and learn to be good at numbers.